Clouds. Seriously. Haven't heard it. Stage fright. What? Mm-hmm. Satan. What else? Failure. There you go. I'll give you one. I didn't like flying. Because I got to go up and down Florida a lot and up and down, I get up a plane and I have said I would love to be a pilot, but I've told everybody you would never want to fly with me because I'm that guy when there's a blizzard out that says I can get there. So you don't want to be in a plane with me when I'm saying I can land it in that storm. But when I'm in and I don't have control anymore, somebody else is in control, I get jumpy. Got jumpy in a plane one time and, you know, sitting there and the stewardess says, are you okay? And I said, yeah. She says, well, you got a cross on right now. Are you a Christian? Yeah. She says, you know, well, then you should know that God is always with you. I said, no. He says this, lo, I'm always with you. Got nothing to do up here. Nothing to do up here. Ba-dum-bump. Yeah. You know, it's a lack of trust. Fear comes from a lack of trust, and it's put into our hearts by Satan. Because he likes to bring fear into our lives, worry, doubt, and especially a lack of trust. And to question whether or not God's really there, whether or not we can really, really trust God. We're told in 1 Peter 5:11, cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. And so what I'd like to invite you to do this morning for a minute is just take a minute and get rid of that stuff. Take a minute and get rid of the stuff you're worrying about. Take a minute to confess that I don't always trust you the way I should, Lord, and I need you to take this. I need you to take it and lift it, and you deal with it. So let's take a minute and use this time to confess that. Here's the truth. We all deal with some level of fear, some level of worry, some level of anxiety. God knows that about us. But I've also read somewhere that there are 365 times in God's word where the words do not fear or do not worry are mentioned. Think about that for a second. 365 times. Know anything else that has 365 in it? Yeah, a year, like one for every day. One reassurance for every day of our lives that we don't need to worry. The song we're going to sing in a few minutes celebrates the truth that you find in Ephesians and in Galatians, Romans, I'm sorry, about grasping how wide and how high and long and deep is the love of Christ. So as we sing this, and it's kind of a new song, I think, for everybody, allow the fullness of Christ's love to indwell in your heart and proclaim the words of this song. Because when you look at the words of it, you're going to see a reference. You're going to see words that refer to the fear and brokenness that a lot of people, and maybe you, face in our everyday lives. It's a song of hope that reminds us that when we stand strong on the foundation of the Lord and his love, when we trust in him, and when we trust that his word is true, he comes in and he breaks the shackles of shame. He forgives and he forgets our past, all those times when we haven't trusted him the way that we should have. And he saved us and he's called us his own. It's his love that's unfailing. And no matter what the storms that come into our lives might be, with his love inside of us, as words of this song say, we won't be shaken. One of the key takeaways of this song is, my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. When we abide in his grace, we won't be the same because his grace takes away all guilt, all anxiety, all shame. Knowing that we belong to him is enough. And this is a pretty incredible song for us as a church. And the theme of this song should be the heartbeat of every Christian. Psalms 33:8 says this, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let the inhabitants of the world," get this, "stand in awe of him." Be captivated this morning by standing in awe of a mighty God. Raise your hearts and hands in worship. As you sing, sing with a yearning and a thankfulness in your heart for God's mercy and grace. Let it remind you that he's supposed to come first in our lives. You know, there's been thousands of songs that talk about lifting up the name of Jesus. And all those songs together can't lift his name high enough compared to how we're going to be singing one day in eternity. The foretaste of that truth should cause us to sing loudly these words from the song. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. Power in your name. Amen to that? Let's sing. The title of this song is Stand in Your Love, so how about we stand for this one?
Doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Oh, she no longer has a place to hide. To leave my past behind. Oh, I won't be shaken. Oh, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out the grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. Power in your name. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out the grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. Power in your name. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
I'm standing on the rock.
I'm standing on your love. I am standing on the rock. My firm foundation. I am standing on the rock. I am standing on your love. I am standing on the rock. My firm foundation, my firm foundation. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love.
I'm standing on the rock.
I am standing on the rock. I am standing in your love. I am standing on the rock. My firm foundation, my firm foundation.
Have a seat. I'd like to invite all the children up front. Come on up. Have a seat. Yeah. Come on up. Have a seat. I think that we should try and build something today. What do you think? How about we build something? All right? We're going to put a block up like this. Who wants to put a block on? Oh, you want to put one on there? Okay, you put one on there. Or you going to put one on like that? Okay. Who wants to put another one on there? You want to put one on there? But it can't fall down. Yep, okay, that's pretty good. How about, well, let's see, you want to do that way? I like that. Yep, who wants to put another one on? Oh, there we go. Look at they're getting up there. Yep, and there it goes. All right, I got an idea. Wait a minute. What happens if we put 4 or 5 flat? Yeah, put 4 or 5 flat. No, just put them flat. Yep, like that. Keep putting more of them flat like that. Now put more on top of those. Put more, no, not that way. That way. Yep, there you go. Let's keep doing it that way. Yeah, look at what's happening. Do you think it's going to fall over?
No.
No, just keep going.
It's Jenga.
Yeah, it is like Jenga. Put a couple more on there.
Jenga.
Okay, you can go back and sit down. Ready? We'll put 3 more. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. You got one too. Yeah. How high do you think we can make this stack? You think we can make it up to here?
No.
I think we can. Do you think, though, if we went like this? Okay, you sit down.
Go ahead. Come on, sit down.
Never take out blocks with kids. Okay. Here we go. There we go. All done. All done. Thank you. All right. Yeah, if we did it like this when we started, do you think we could get them up to come up to my head?
No.
Didn't work, did it?
No.
How come? How come when they go like this? How? But not now. These aren't going to fall. Why?
Because it's unstable.
And why was it unstable? What was the matter with this thing?
Because it's only on one end.
Yeah. Does it have a very good, we call these things, you got a basement in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to build a new house, do you know what they call it when you're building a basement? It's called a foundation. See, when you put them like this, and then we try and stand them up, guess what? Not a very good foundation. Not a very good foundation. But when you lay them like this, like you did here, I bet you if we had enough of them, I bet you we could go all the way up the ceiling without knocking them over. You know why? Because it has a good foundation. And that's like life. If you don't have a good foundation in life, you can run into a lot of problems. But there's a way to have a good foundation. Do you know what the good foundation is? If you're going to build your life on somebody, who would you build it on? Want to build it on me?
Yes.
No, I don't think you should.
Yes.
No, I think you'd have a problem.
Yes. Yes.
Who should you? On God.
No.
You build it on Jesus, which means you trust in Jesus, which means you look to him every time you're facing a challenge, which means you ask him to guide your life. And the things that you do because you want him to be glorified. Okay? So we're going to use this morning as an example, just of if you build your house, if you build it on shaky ground, if you try and build a tower on shaky ground, if you don't have your life on Jesus, you're going to run into all sorts of trouble. But when your life is in Jesus and he's your foundation, there's nothing you can't handle. Okay? Can you pray with me this morning? You want to repeat after me? We're going to ask everybody to join us. Here we go. Dear Jesus, thank you for being my foundation. Help me to always trust in you. Please guide me in the way that you would have me go. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Amen. I have some treats for you all. Come on up. Yep, grab one. Grab one, hop through. There we go. Grab one and hop through. They're all the same. They're either green or orange. Okay, grab one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You got one? There we go. That's okay. There we go. Want to take one? There we go. Last one. Last one. You take one? There we go. There you go, like a bake. Want to grab one? There you go. Want to take one? All right, here we go. I'm going to put them away. Got them? There you go. Thanks, honey. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Section of scripture I'm sure you're familiar with. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the wind blew and beat on that house, but it didn't fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. When I had the chance to be a principal at Milwaukee Lutheran High School, the end of every year, I would take my leadership team on a retreat. We'd go someplace. I'm going to always remember the retreat we took in the summer of 2008. Anybody remember the weather we had in the summer of 2008? It rained and 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 rained. So much so that rivers flooded and everything else. It just so happened that we had selected for that coming year the school year theme, Built on the Rock. I took my leadership team to Lake Delton because we took a retreat at a cabin about 15 miles away. I took them to Lake Delton so we could all walk on the dry ground. Because if you remember, the dam broke in Lake Delton and the whole lake emptied into the Wisconsin River. And the picture I will never forget for as long as I live was on the news of that house that was sitting on the side. Some of you are already shaking your heads. And you watched the whole thing just give way. And all I could say was my heart went out to those people, but thank you, Lord, for one of the best illustrations I could start chapel with in the beginning of the year. Because I was able to just show the kids, here, you want to see what it's like when you build your house on the wrong foundation? Scripture says he built it on sand and it gave way. But when it's built on the rock, it doesn't go anywhere. You know, as we walk through life, we're all building our lives on something, whether it's a relationship, an achievement, a dream, failure, or our own plan. Our foundations tend to be of our own making, I think. But here's the sad truth. We can only build our lives with our own hands for so long until we get hit with the truth that our foundations aren't strong enough. They're cracked or completely shattered. When what God wants is, he wants to build a foundation in each of our lives that's an eternal, purpose-filled life. A life that we can't put together on our own, that we can't bring about by our own strength, because it takes a strong and sure foundation. And when we put our faith and our foundation in Jesus Christ, we exchange our faulty, self-made, crumbling foundations that get broken down by the weight of sin and darkness for a sure footing on a brand new foundation with God. And it has Jesus Christ as that cornerstone. So as we daily surrender to Jesus, He builds what only he can build. And that's eyes that see him, hearts that get filled with the things that he loves, and lives which seek to serve those around us. Because his is a love that can't be moved. And in Jesus, we're given a kingdom that can't be shaken. Jesus holds it all together, and the Holy Spirit fills us with wisdom and revelation, revealing who God is to us. And revelation always moves us to act. Because if we've truly seen God for who he is, when we truly see him, then we get in line with him. Our desires, our needs, our wants. And as he changes our lives, we long for others to know and rely on the love that God has for us. So we're going to sing a song in a minute called Build My Life. I want to read this verse to you as we sing it. First Corinthians 3:11. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The song we're going to sing is all about the foundation that we build our lives upon. And there's no other foundation that's worth it than the one that Jesus laid. And I believe, matter of fact, I think we believe as a church that if we place our faith, our hope, and our trust in Jesus, if we build our lives upon the foundation of Christ, and if we give ourselves fully to God, he's going to do things in us and through us as individuals and as a church that we could never have even imagined that we could do on our own. I believe he'll use us to change the world for the glory of Jesus. So as we sing, let's sing this song together that we'll build our lives upon the name of Jesus. There's a little part in there that says, I will build my life. And it kind of goes like this.
Lead me in your love to those around me.
to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not.
This time we're going to take our offering this morning, and as we do, this is our chance to give back to God just a small portion of what he pours out into our lives every day. And so give with a generous heart. If you need, as Pastor Bruce says, please take. But at this time, let's honor God with our gifts. Joshua 6, 2, 3, and 5. See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people will shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. Joshua 7, verse 1. But the people of Israel broke faith. Those are the first words in the very first chapter after the fall of Jericho. God had just knocked down the walls of Jericho and given them the victory. And before the dust had settled, they had already given up on him. They'd lost faith. They'd watched a fortress fall, an army quiver, and a kingdom crumble. God gave them triumph, almost without a fight. They barely had to lift a finger. All they had to do was raise their voices. And then they rejected God's voice. Having watched him conquer their fears, they did the one thing he told them not to do. God's messenger said to them in verse 18, keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction. Do not hoard or indulge in the idols of Jericho, but destroy them so that they do not steal your heart away from God. But the children of Israel broke faith in regard to those devoted things. The wall before them. The temptations were already there for some as they walked silently around Jericho for 6 days. You can imagine them thinking, why doesn't he just knock the walls down by himself? Why do we got to walk around this thing for 7 days? God had told them how their victory would happen, but 7 days probably began to feel like 7 years. Well, they walked and waited, walked and waited. One day, he'll give you everything, and everything else will pale compared to having him. If you've walked with Jesus for any amount of time, you've likely felt what some of them were feeling. A hope in God's promises, mixed with rising impatience about his timing, an awareness of God's bigness and wisdom, but a lingering suspicion that maybe you just might know a little more or a little bit better what he doesn't. A genuine faith that would come through in the end, but you're plagued with persistent questions about how he's going to do it. What did God say to them? Joshua 6, 4 and 5. On the seventh day, you'll march around the city 7 times, and the priests will blow their trumpets. When you hear the sound of the trumpets, then all the people will shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up. But before that, in the first chapter of Joshua, he said this: Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan into the land that I'm giving the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, I've given it to you. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I'll never leave you or forsake you. And God had not failed them yet. So they walked, and they waited, and they walked, and they waited. They circled Jericho once a day for 6 days, wondering how God was going to bring those walls down. And God's word did not fail. 6:20. On the seventh day, just as he said he would, God turned their waiting into prevailing. They marched around the same walls 7 times that day. And just as they were told, the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown, and the wall fell down flat. So the people went into the city, and they captured the city. It happened exactly the way that God said it was going to happen. And yet, it must have surprised many of them. This generation hadn't seen the plagues of Egypt. They hadn't seen Moses part the Red Sea. They didn't witness God wipe out Pharaoh's army. They'd walked across the Jordan on dry ground. And they had won battles of their own, but not like this. They hadn't watched fortified walls fall at the sound of their voice. God tore down the defenses, overwhelmed their enemies, and he gave them the city. But don't stop on 6. When Joshua was walking around the walls of Jericho, they needed to continue walking around 7 times as God promised for the walls to come down. If they did, then the walls would come down. God was faithful to the promise he made, that if they're faithful to his instruction, he would keep his promise, and we know God always keeps his promises. We're reminded of that throughout Scripture. Lamentations, we hear, how enduring is God's loyal love, the eternal has inexhaustible compassion. How they are every morning, new. Your faithfulness, God, is as broad as the day. And in Hebrews, faith is a confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. What does God say to you and to me? Don't stop on 6. If you look at the words of the song we're going to sing, the first line of the song is, walking around those walls, I thought by now they'd fall. I think that's something we can probably all apply to our personal lives. Dealing with a sin struggle or walking around a wall of some challenge or struggle in our lives like Paul had a thorn in his. We all have these things that we've been dealing with for a long time that we thought God would take care of. But he hasn't yet. He hasn't failed us. So what walls do you want to see come down right now? It might be difficult or a broken relationship with a family member or friend. It might be a battle against some other sin. It might be some barrier to your ability to witness or anything like that. Never forget the mountains he's already moved for you, the song says, and believe he will do it again. Mm-hmm. You've walked and waited and walked and waited and prayed. And yet the walls before you are still standing strong. tempting you to feel small and forgotten. But what has God said to each one of us? Romans 8, he says this, if God is for us, who then can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Your battle, my battle, our battles, they've been won. Our God will never leave us. One day he'll give us everything, and everything else will pale compared to having him. And every wall we've ever faced in our lives is going to seem pretty small. But the people of Israel broke faith. The people of Israel broke faith. It's a severe warning, because while we wait for God to knock down the walls in our lives, we'll be tempted to set our hearts on other things. That's Satan at work. Never forget that he who did not spare his own son will knock down the mountains in our lives. Never forget that he's promised us all things forever. Never forget the mountains he's already done removing in your life. Never forget the answers to the prayers. Never forget the faithfulness. And believe this, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. The best thing we can do to live for God's faithfulness in the future is to look back and remember what he's already done for us in the past. As much as we all have issues that we're struggling with now or frustrated with, as a believer, you know you can look back and see God's hand at work in your life. You can see where God intervened and showed up in your life and where you came to know him even better. We all have something where we can say, like the song said, I've seen you move. You made a way when there was no way. When you look back with gratefulness on the times that God has made a way for you, when you thought there was no way in your life, when you look back on those times, those are some of the best building blocks for faith as we move forward. We're not done yet. The future's bright. We can believe it because he's done it once and he's going to do it again. I'm still in your hands. Great is your faithfulness. Songs are an inheritance of the victory that we share together. God's word doesn't return void, and he wants us to have the victory. God's mercy is new each day, and it's not based on our performance of what we can do for God. He pours out his mercy despite what we've done. And there's nothing we can do except trust his son, Jesus. We can't earn heaven. It's only in completely surrendering our lives to Jesus and putting our hope in him that we can be saved. So as a follower of Jesus, I think you're going to want to sing out when we hear the words, I've seen you move the mountains, and I believe you'll do it again. You made a way when there is no way, and I believe you'll do it again. Amen to that, huh? Yeah, we could. Let's stand and sing this one.
By now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet. know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You'll never fail me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. Promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. Never fail me.